Fellas, where do you want to start with this thing?
Man, I just want you to riff, dude.
Greg, where do you want to start? I can speak on any of the topics.
Well, you know... you know,
let me start right here.
Well, first off, props to Darcy Kemper.
Yeah, yeah. Outstanding series.
He played a hell of a series.
Need a goaltender to do when it comes to the playoffs.
Guess what? He was in the playoffs, 3-1, just like his team.
Correct. Okay. And UC Saros and the Nashville Predators were 1-3, have been ejected from bubble life. And
but they look good, dude.
Currently, hey, man, they look great.
They outplayed the Coyotes.
They did.
Fellas. Listen, when Roman Yossi's on your team, you always look better than the other team, okay? Yep. I'll go ahead and throw that bone out there to the world. Maybe the most handsome hockey player in the entire world.
Hey, Saros is a good-looking goaltender,
too. But he's hidden behind a mask, so you don't get to see him that
often. He's still got those blue eyes.
He does. Like, listen, man, there's good-looking guys in the league. They're in shape. They're young. They're millionaires. But what I need to see is hunger, because what I want to say is this is not NHL best friends race. Enough. After the 2017 run to the Stanley Cup final, the players went to David Poile and they said, "We can get this done. Please don't break up our group."
Mm-hmm.
And they went out and they won the division and they won the President's Trophy. And then they lost in game 7 of the second round on home ice 5-0 in a game that was over 3 minutes into the game when they were down 3-0. They also lost 2 more games on home ice in that series. So you work an entire year to get home ice advantage, you get a divisional opponent, and you lose 3 of the 4 home games. Okay? We want another crack at it. David Poile says, all right. Then we come back, we go through another season, win a division. Exciting. Get the Dallas Stars in the first round. Out. Done. Over. All right. Well, we want to keep this team together. But we have to trade PK Subban because we don't have enough money to keep him together. So we're going to trade PK. We're going to sign Matt Duchene, and that's going to be the juice to bring us to the next level. It wasn't. So what I am saying right now is at the trade deadline, you chose to hold on to Craig Smith. You chose to hold on to Mikhail Granlund. They could have brought returns. Now they will not. You must let both of them walk. You must begin to retool this roster. You asked to be kept together. You have been given 3 seasons since making that request. It is time for a serious roster retool.
Who did you say?
Smith and Granlund.
Smith and Granlund. They're both free agents, and I like Craig Smith. Right. He was drafted here. He's played his whole career here. But if you expect Craig Smith, who barely played in the last 2 games in the playoffs, as a matter of fact, I think he was in the doghouse riding the pine. He was up to about 7 minutes going into the third period of game 4. Craig Smith.
Yeah. Are they stuck with Tourists? Basically,
I was going to get to that.
Okay.
They are stuck with the contract.
Yeah.
I do not care what you get in return. I do not care if you have to eat the contract. Kyle Turris cannot be a member of this club moving forward. Kyle Turris is dead weight. He is dead money. And you need to just go ahead and admit it. It was a terrible trade. It was a terrible contract. And his time here needs to be over. He is not worth keeping on the roster. Are you going to put Matt Duchene at wing again next year? Matt Duchene clearly loved playing wing this year so much.
How'd that work?
It didn't. Next year, your 1-2 centers need to be Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene. You'll have Forsberg on a long-term contract. Outstanding. You have Arvidsson on a long-term contract. Outstanding. Everyone else on the forwards, Sissons, Yarncroke, they're both signed long. We know what their roles are.
Right.
Third, fourth line guys, penalty kill guys, good guys. I like them both.
Well, they're Bonino on the third, solid there too.
You know, for one more season.
If you do that right through the middle,
it lines it up. Yep. It lines it up the way it's supposed to be, where you have 4 centers. They need to go ahead and retool this roster. They need new life. They need new energy. Mm-hmm. They have never been the same team since they were in the run of the Stanley Cup final. We have chronicled it time after time after time. The inconsistency in effort, the inconsistency in skill and performance out there, and the inconsistencies in results from game to game. They are capable on a nightly basis of going out there and shutting down and beating any of the best teams in the NHL. Unfortunately, they are so Jekyll and Hyde, they are not capable of doing that night after night after night any longer. Roman Yossi, Ryan Ellis, Matthias Ekholm, Dante Fabro, you got your core 4 defensemen for the next decade if you can keep them all together. Yosi, Ellis, already signed long-term. Get Ekholm locked up. Fabro's still on his entry-level contract. That's the kind of tiering you need to do for your contracts. Two big contracts, one medium, one entry-level. You need to bring in somebody to replace Dan Hamhuis as a veteran on the third D pair and make something happen there. But you need to retool this roster. It needs new life. It needs new energy. And I'm going to tell you, fellas, because I ripped Matt Duchene as hard as I did, I'm going to take the moment to say this. The look in his eye in game four, the mentality he had on the ice, he was a killer.
He brought it.
Compared to what he was in games one through three, he was a killer on the ice.
But it had to be a gaffe that cost a game.
It had to be a city-wide beatdown in the town that he loves and chooses to live in.
He has no idea how bad it was back here, I don't think.
I'm pretty sure he got those text messages.
Word got back to him, I believe.
Social media reaches the bubble, and every one of those guys has a burner account that they use on an hourly basis to search their names out. Matt Duchene looked and played like a killer in game four. Cross-checking guys, knocking guys on their ass, going to the net hard, and that deflection? My God, what a sweet-looking goal. If he can find that gear and continue that in his Predators career, I'll never say another unkind word about him. That was a man on a mission to redeem himself. So was Matthias Ekholm. Matthias Ekholm, early in that game four, sliced through four players and drove to the net hard and almost scored. There is a good, solid, strong core you can build this team around. You absolutely have to get rid of both of the second line wingers that are free agents right now. Neither one of them produced consistently enough to remain a part. Craig Smith has scored 20 goals 5 years in a row. That is great consistency. He will perform just fine.
But only in a five-week period each time.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. That's a great point you made. Yeah. He scores in gigantic bunches. 5 or 6 in 2 weeks, and then nothing for 2 months.
Yep.
Craig Smith is the kind of guy that a team like the Boston Bruins, who are looking for, you know, one more wing, one more plug, that's the kind of guy they're going to go out and get. But the Predators need a reliable, consistent scorer. You traded Kevin Fiala from a Kyle Granlund. Now Kevin Fiala is still in the playoffs, and he's dominating for the Minnesota Wild. You missed an opportunity there. It was a bad trade. When you go back over the last couple of years, the trades, the signings, nothing has seemed to work. When you put it all together, it's just a jumbled mess, and you add not enough effort out of the team overall from start to finish in games, and what do you end up with? A team that needs desperately to be retooled. Barry Trotz wasn't the problem. You know how I know that? Because Barry Trotz still has a 50-goal score in Alex Ovechkin. Alex Ovechkin didn't go from a 50-goal scorer to a 30-goal scorer because Barry Trotz took over and instilled his system. Barry Trotz also won a cup. Barry Trotz also went to another team now and has them into the playoffs and doing well. So, for everyone who thought all those years it was Barry Trotz's and his system's fault, well, since Barry Trotz has been gone, the players that have come in, Kyle Turris, Matt Duchene, Mikhail Granlund, they are averaging per season about 12 less goals than they scored over their career average. How in the world is it that numerous offensive-minded players come to this franchise and their production drops that dramatically? John Hines has a lot of work to do on the mental side of things with this team.
Yep, and he stressed that.
He has almost 4 months to do so now because we still have an entire four-round NHL playoff tournament to go, and the season is not supposed to begin until November.
Yeah, December 1st.
December 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Training camp.
By the way, I love that. Make it permanent. Lock it in right now. Start after football season. Carry it through to the midpoint of the summer. It's a great calendar placement for the league. But for the Nashville Predators, it's done. It's over. There has to be a significant retooling. David Poile is the winningest general manager and a Hall of Famer. He's had 2 clubs, 40 years, no championships. I would love nothing more than to see David Poile win a Stanley Cup and then walk away from the game because he will have achieved everything you can achieve as a general manager. But right now, does he still have his finger truly on the pulse of this team? They asked to stay together. He allowed them to stay together. The results ever since that moment have been declining. You have fired and replaced your coach since then, and you are now on the longest offseason, and you're in the draft lottery for the number one overall pick.